Hi everyone, and welcome back to Buzzword Mix. 欢迎回到我们的迷你双语板块新词特饮。短短几分钟，让不同段位的你掌握最新、最地道的英文谈资。In today's Buzzword Mix, our buzzword is new media. The term itself is very easy to understand, and I'm sure you've heard it over and over again in the past few years.
说到新媒体，相信大家都耳熟能详。咱们的酒馆也是新媒体领域的一员。
So in today's buzzword mix, let's explore this term to find out what exactly is new media and how is it different. First of all, new media is a catch-all term used for various kinds of electronic communications that are conceivable due to innovation in computer technology.
这个意义上来讲，新媒体也可以被理解为数字媒体。
In contrast,to old media, which includes printed media like newspapers, magazines, books, as well as television and other such non-interactive media.
而所谓的老媒体或者传统媒体主要包括报刊杂志、书籍这些 printed media, 纸媒以及传统的电视等等没有什么互动性的媒体。
To give you a few examples, new media includes but is not restricted to social media sites.
新媒体可以包括 social media sites, 社交媒体
such as Facebook, Twitter, Weibo, and then you have the streaming sites or streaming media,
流媒体
which allows the streaming of video and audio files. This includes both commercial film and music, as well as user-generated media content.
比如优酷、爱奇艺、哔哩哔哩、喜马拉雅这些流媒体上既有
commercial film and music,
正式商务出版的影视音乐，也有 user-generated media content, 用户生成内容。平时你听到的 UGC, 也就是 user-generated content.
New media also includes digital and smart TV, computer games, online games, mobile games, and apps for smartphones and tablets.
新媒体还包括数字和智能电视，各种各样的网游、手游，以及我们各种智能设备上的应用程序。注意在英文里一般不会说 APP 而是 apps.
So new media is considered to be the multimedia and digital form of communication happening via desktop and laptop computers, as well as phones, tablets, and other devices. The most defining feature of new media is that it has introduced user interaction rather than simply consuming media.
新媒体最大的特点就是和用户之间的互动性，让用户从传统的被动接受信息到和新媒体进行互动，并主动产出内容。
New media can be customized to the user's preferences, and it can selectively link from one form of content to another.
而且它可以根据用户的偏好定制内容，并在不同形式的内容中创建链接。
We talk about old media and new media.But it is not very easy to draw the line between new and old, because the so-called old media has found new ways of representation in digital forms, leaving behind its conventional methods of representation.
虽然我们说报刊杂志都是属于传统媒体或者老媒体，但是现在很多这种纸媒都已经转到了线上，并且有了自己的线上版本。
And even with new media,Where and how people consume their news and entertainment continues to evolve. So what's new now could very well be old in a year.
而即使是我们说的新媒体，由于现在的网络技术、媒体技术更新换代如此之快，可能今年还在流行的媒体形式，明年就会被淘汰。
That's also why, apart from new media, there are even people talking about the new media.
所以有人还提出了所谓新媒体的概念。
In China, what has been very popular in the past few years is something called WeMedia.
在中国的过去几年间，自媒体的概念也特别火。国内的一些官方英文媒体会把它叫做 WeMedia, W-E. 不过提醒大家，其实 WeMedia 这个词还没有完全沉淀下来。
So if you talk to an English speaker, you might have to explain the idea of WeMedia. So we've talked about the definition of new media.Let's look at a few key features that set new media apart from old media. The first one is convergence.
聚合
It is increasingly the case one device can be used to access a wide variety of media. For example, a smartphone can be used for watching films and videos, listening to music, accessing social media, reading books, newspapers, accessing websites, etc.
一部智能设备就可以让你享受各式各样的媒体内容。
Number two, interactivity,
互动性。
New media formats often facilitate more interaction than old media. The audience is able to engage. Number three, audience or user power,
观众或者用户的力量。
Interactivity gives more power to the audience, and actually in some new media formats,The audience is probably better described as the line is blurred between media producer and media consumer.
其实现在很多新媒体都不会讲观众、听众，而会讲 user, 用户。这主要是因为 media producer, 媒体内容生产者和 media consumer, 媒体内容消费者之间的界限越来越模糊。
For example, apart from consuming media content, users are also able to produceTheir own content. And the last one is accessibility.
可自由触达性。
New media is increasingly free media. Once people have the devices and the internet access, they are able to get instant access to a vast variety of media content, much of which is also free.
只要有网络，用户就可以轻松触达海量的免费媒体内容。
So these are the four key features of new media.Now let's move on to sample sentences. Sample 1. New media centers on creating, sharing, and exchanging information, ideas, and content in online networks and communities. New media centers on creating, sharing, and exchanging information, ideas, and content in online networks and communities. Sample 2.New media provides an opportunity for everyone to create and share their own content. New media provides an opportunity for everyone to create and share their own content.
你听懂了吗？关注公众号“露露的英文小酒馆”来获取更多拓展内容。今天说到了新媒体，酒馆马上在全平台就要到100万粉丝了。不断成长的酒馆也需要有才的你。目前我们正在寻找公众号写手和后期制作实习生。如果你脑洞大、文笔棒、对热点话题特别敏感，酒馆公众号就是你的舞台。如果你踏实肯学，对音频视频剪辑和后期有一定经验，并有充足的业余时间，酒馆的后期制作团队等着你来。带上简历和相关作品，联系小助手加入酒馆吧。微信号是 luluxjg2， lulu 就是露露， xjg 是小酒馆的汉语拼音首字母，最后一个数字2， luluxjg2。我们在酒馆等你。